This is Market Insights, the Market Pulse podcast by Oanda.
I'm Johnny Hart. This is the Market Insights Market Pulse podcast. Let's join our guests for the day, Trader Nick in the USA. Good afternoon from London, Nick. How are you doing?
Hi, Johnny. I'm good.
Let's start with the story we saw this morning. We got the latest PCE numbers, which of course is the US Fed's preferred inflation data, and it's risen 0.1% in August. That's exactly what economists had forecast. So markets, I would imagine, are reasonably pleased with those numbers.
Yeah, Johnny, and again, it took the dollar back down towards its lows around 100.28 on the DXY, which is the dollar index. So we did see some continuation, if you will, of the story that has been playing out, which is inflation cooling coming down, which has led to some of the big rallies that we've seen in commodities recently, as well as the U.S. stock market. Notably, gold is up a ton this year. So we kind of saw a little bit more confirmation of the same thing. Inflation coming down, economy staying relatively stable, and still producing what seems to be an outlook for a soft landing being the base case for most analysts. That being said, Johnny, as we both know from doing this for some time, sometimes the analysts get it very wrong, and any shakeup in this story could have been a big one. We could have been having a very different podcast today had inflation numbers come out hotter than expected. We discussed yesterday a bit on the podcast just the idea that if inflation had come out hot, that would go against the expectations, right? So today's figures are almost confirming what was expected. That's probably why we're not seeing ginormous moves on anything this morning. That being said, we have to continue to watch out for any surprises in the data. And next week, we know that jobs data is coming back into full swing. We've got the NFP, the non-farm payrolls, coming out next week, which could have a big shakeup on the markets.
Indeed, and it's a balancing act now, isn't it, really? Because before we said good news is bad news, when people were hoping that jobs growth would be stemmed, and in fact, we'd see a bit of a rise in unemployment because then we'd then lead on to cuts in rates. But now, perhaps we've moved away from that, and maybe good news should be good news, or am I wrong?
No, I think you're right, but it is a best guess because, of course, this market is still on the edge of the fence, if you will, about whether or not good news is good news, because for those who may not understand the reference that we're making, good news being good news refers to strong economic data points coming out actually being good for things like stocks, etc. In recent history, when inflation was very high, we knew that better jobs numbers could lead to more inflation. So it created this atmosphere where good news was sort of taken actually as bad news because it was keeping us from getting those beloved rate cuts that we've started to see. Now the dynamic has shifted a bit in my personal view. I do think you probably want to see on the other side of the fence here, now that rates are actually coming down, you want to see data coming in not too hot, not too cold. I think that good news is good news to a certain extent. Obviously, you don't want to see rock star, you know, major jobs added and wage growth rising again, because that could lead to some more sticky inflation, slowing down the rate cut story. But if you do see a modest gain in jobs data, then I would say that that is definitely more bullish for markets in general than bearish. Now, if we zone in on the currency world for just a moment and talk about the dollar in reference to this, the dollar has been in a big downtrend. We discussed at the opening break of this podcast today just how, you know, the dollar has hit its lows for the year just about yet again. And now as we look at the dollar index continue to trend down, I've been thinking about this a bit myself. What gets the dollar index to turn around? And is it a bad thing if the dollar index goes up for, you know, stocks, et cetera? And I think that what could bottom out the dollar index, what could change the story there, would be a round of strong jobs data points or higher than expected PMIs, right? Manufacturing and services purchasing managers index, outlook for the economy to be upbeat, could help to strengthen the dollar, but that hasn't been the trend recently. We've seen cooling data. We've seen inflation coming down. Those are the sort of recipes that continue a dollar downtrend, which may arguably be why we're seeing some really good uptrends forming on things like the pound US dollar or the euro against the US dollar. We're seeing most currencies, most major currencies, doing quite well against the dollar for this year, which may have come to a surprise to many analysts at the beginning of this year, where it seemed like, you know, the U.S. economy was unbeatable and everything else was starting to see real signs of cracking. It seems now that the Fed is catching up in the race to rate cuts, if you will.
Indeed. I mean, looking at the pound against the dollar, we haven't seen numbers like this for a good 2.5 years or so. It's around the 1.34 mark, the pound to the dollar at the moment. And you have to go back to, February 2022, since we saw those kinds of figures.
Yeah, and that's been a bit of a change up. And these sorts of surprises, these big changes in the trends, is something that we talk about frequently on the podcast, just because of how volatile currencies can actually be when you get a big change up in the central bank race, if you will. You know, years have gone by now where we've discussed times in which the rates are going up globally, and it's a, you know, the strongest currency is the one that sees high inflation and expectations for higher interest rates. We now have flipped that story around, and we're looking to see which central banks will cut the fastest. And again, the Fed has really caught up in that story. I know, Johnny, you and I, we've lived through a lot of different phases of the podcast where the U.S. dollar was just incredibly strong, and then times where the dollar has now seemingly really can't seem to find a bottom at this time. So speaking of dollar coming down, when we were talking about planning for the show, I asked you a little bit about Bitcoin, and you mentioned that we have, rightfully so, not discussed Bitcoin in quite some time on the podcast.
Yeah, indeed. And I asked you what today's latest price was, and I was quite amazed to hear that it's touching 66,000.
That's correct, 66,000. And I think that the dollar weakness is a major player here. You're seeing, we have to kind of take a secular view at Bitcoin and be very honest with ourselves. Bitcoin is like a pampered little child that has never done anything hard in its life. And if you don't know what I'm getting at, what I'm trying to allude here is, since Bitcoin's creation, we've lived in this practical incubator for risk on assets. What I mean by that is the markets have been up, up and away for the last 15 years or so, for the most part, on low interest rates and an accommodating global economy. You know, you go back to 2008, Bitcoin might have never even made it if it become a big thing in 2008. It might have gone to zero. So one thing that I bring up with this is that with the recent optimism returning into markets, Bitcoin has really made a big stride back towards its highs, not quite there at this time, but it went down to 53,000, somewhere in that range. It's now bounced violently back over the last few weeks up to 66,000. And this is one, it's almost like a leveraged bet on the circumstances and the situation, Johnny, at least from my, you know, years of looking at it, studying it here. It's right, exactly as I said, if you get an environment going forward where, you know, it's a bit of an incubator for risk on assets for unprofitable technology companies or, you know, higher risk currencies even. You can take your pick of any more speculative investment or asset class, if you will. Bitcoin stands to gain a lot if we stay in that kind of environment going forward. But it also needs to be said that if the market conditions change, if, for example, we see a bottoming out in inflation and the Fed needs to really pump the brakes on these rate cuts at any point, Bitcoin, stocks, all those sort of risk on assets could see serious troubles as well. But for now, the party seems to be on.
Nick, thanks very much for joining us. We'll speak to you again next week.
Thanks, Johnny.
Market Insights, the Market Pulse Podcast by Oanda.